Hey, it's Kelly. And at the end of every week, I like to share something true and useful, something I stumbled over that gave me a burst of optimism, something you can share with friends like an audio greeting card, something to help us all keep our eyes on what's working and what could be. So I'll be right back with this week's For the Good of the Order. This is Kelly Corrigan Wonders. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. So for this week's For the Good of the Order, I've been getting to know the work and the thinking and the insight and the research of a woman named Katie Milkman. She's a PhD in behavioral psychology, and she was talking about advice giving and what actually works and what's counterproductive. And I just know that so many of us are parents and that parenting involves coaching and mentoring and teaching and then demands this shift into something other than teaching, coaching, and mentoring, where in fact those same activities that got your kids so far are now ceasing to be welcome or productive. And she said this thing so plainly that I thought I should definitely share it for the good of the order. This is what Katie Milkman said in no uncertain terms. Unsolicited advice is demotivating. So a lot of times in parenting, before I speak, I try to imagine, is this productive, unproductive, or counterproductive? In other words, is it going to help? Is it going to have no impact? Or is it going to hurt? And when I heard Katie Milkman say that, I thought, oh, shit. So what you're supposed to do is say, what are you thinking about doing? What might you try? Do you have any ideas about what you want to do next? And then just listen. Because the only message that you are sending is, you've got what it takes to solve this riddle. You don't need me. And I was thinking it's kind of like the whole lesson of The Wizard of Oz, which is you always had it. You just assumed you didn't. And so you went looking for some silver bullet, some external magic. But the fact is, you have always had what you need. The other thing that Katie Milkman said that I thought was super worth sharing was a takeaway that came from this study where they had 2,000 high school students and they split them into two random groups. And one group, they did nothing. And the other group, they said, could you spend maybe 10 minutes giving advice and studying tips to younger kids? And just that 10-minute intervention actually improved the grades of the kids who gave the advice. So we all know that you learn what you teach. People who are coaches will tell you this. I sort of know it from researching go-tos and then pulling the takeaways from each Tuesday episode. There are just huge benefits to me for doing this work. I mean, and what Katie Milkman says is that the giver of advice is benefited by increased confidence, a zeroing in or clarity of thought that comes with articulation. And then there's a preparedness that kicks in. So even as I say to you, unsolicited advice is counterproductive, I am preparing not to give either of my children or my husband or my mother unsolicited advice because it will not help and in fact will hurt. There's two more things I wanted to share that I just learned from this Katie Milkman woman. One is to encourage your kids or the people you love or yourself to create an advice club. It's a little bit like a personal board of directors or your own curated group therapy, but where people are naturally coming together to listen and share their thoughts. And the second piece of advice, which I thought was fairly brilliant and related, came from a different source. It came from Maya Shankar, who's a neuroscientist. And she said that there's research that tells us that you'll be more successful meeting your goals if you set them in the same physiological and psychological state in which you need to be to achieve them. An example she gave was that if it's 3 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon and you set goals that need to be achieved at 6 a.m. on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings, you are not nearly as likely to achieve them as you would be if you set those goals at 6 a.m. Because in that moment, you actually know what it feels like to be up and in the world and doing something productive, working out or editing your manuscript or stretching, but that you're kind of setting yourself up for failure if you set goals in this idealized place that then have to be achieved in a more difficult or challenging space. And that really made sense to me. So thank you for letting me give you advice, because the benefit is primarily to me. All right, have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you on Sunday when we do another Thanks for Being Here.